Well, this morning we're going to visit about AHSTW and their FFA program. They have a special farmer appreciation opportunity coming up here this Friday, and we're going to visit about that and some other things here this morning with Cody Roskins, who is the vice president of the chapter at AHSTW High School. Cody, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be on.
You betcha. Have you been in FFA for about as long as you can?
I joined my sophomore year, so not as long as I could have been. We at AHSTW allowed students to join in the junior high 7th and 8th grade, and I joined my sophomore year after a few of my friends did, and I've loved it ever since.
Very good. Why did you get involved?
Mainly for experience in ag. I live on a farm, so it was a really good experience for me. Also leads into scholarships for secondary education, so that was also a big bonus.
So you live on a farm, so are people kind of surprised that since you already have an exposure to the farm life that you didn't get involved in something like FFA right out of the gate?
Yeah, some people are. In fact, some of our majority of our enrollment as of late from AHSTW has been people that don't live on a farm and want to either learn more or just get educated more on the topic of farming and agriculture.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a strong program there in FFA?
Yeah, our program has grown a lot here in the last 2 years. I think this year we had some even more growth coming off year where we had, I think, almost 10 kids, more than we did the previous year. So our program is definitely growing, and it's getting a lot stronger.
Wow, that's good growth. Talk about your instructor there. Jennifer Sellner helps to head up the AHSTW FFA program. What does she bring to the table?
Ms. Sellner's a huge part of what we do here at AHSTW. She is our advisor, and just like it sounds, she lets us kind of have free reign of the program. It's completely run by us as the officers and the students that follow us, and she's there just to give us advice if we need it, help us with financing if we're ever having trouble with the treasurer's report. But yeah, she definitely comes up with a lot of the great ideas we do, and we couldn't do it without her.
I think that's one of the things that draws a lot of students to the FFA program is not just the ag part of it, but also the fact that you're kind of writing your own curriculum in a way, because you guys have a lot of first-hand activity there when it comes to making decisions and planning the course.
Yeah, it really does. Every week we have officer meetings to kind of set the agenda for what the chapter was going to do and activities. I think over the summer we talked about having sand volleyball tournaments, and we were going to do fruit sales and farmer feeds and livestock judging. I think we just missed out on soil judging this year, but yeah, we do a lot of planning, and she's totally behind it, and it really helps to have a great following too.
You don't do many of those things in math class, do you?
No, in fact, you get out of math class a lot for that.
Well, there you go, a bonus. Very good. Well, Cody, talk a little bit about the Farmer Appreciation Feed that you've got coming up this Friday.
All right, so yeah, the AHSTW FFA will be hosting a Farmer Appreciation Feed this Friday, October 19th, at the Schooler Elevator in Hancock, Iowa. We will be serving sack lunches from 11:30 to 2. Lunches will contain pulled pork sandwiches, chips, a dessert, and a bottle of water. Lunches are free of charge, and you are come and enjoy as many of them as you would like. Our token of appreciation to the farmers for the many hours they put in the field and feeding this world. If you have any questions about it, you can contact Jennifer Sellner at AHSTW for more information. We hope to see as many people there as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this a new program, or have you done this in the past?
So ever since Ms. Sellner graced us and joined our program here around 2014, we've had the chance to go down there a few times, and this is starting to become an annual event for us. And it's honestly one of our more big-ticket items. We love doing it. A lot of kids seem to get out. It's a lot of participation for some of the younger kids that normally wouldn't get to go on certain things. It's just a real good time for them and get involved.
Well, and there's got to be some cost to this too, right?
There is a little bit of cost, but we set up a free will donation for the chapter, and we're lucky enough that we have great sponsors that are able to fund us too. And a big shout out to Schooler Elevator for letting us set up on site so we can just make them there and run them out to the farmers as they come by through the elevator. So it's really a team effort, and it really, really comes together nicely.
Yeah, I bet it does. How many do you serve normally?
I think last year we had about 200 sandwiches served. It was a great turnout. The FFA chapter itself was able to bring in a nice bit of change from the free will donation, which we're always grateful for. And I think the farmers really appreciated being able to sit down for a little bit, talk to us. We talk to them. It's kind of about what they're doing. We tell them how much we're thankful for them and all the work they do.
Well, while FFA does give you a lot of opportunity to have a little bit of freedom and control over what you're doing, you can't really do these kinds of things, these different types of courses like that, without the support of the community, can you?
No, you really can't. And we're lucky enough in Avoca and the Avoca community to have a great support from our community. this last summer, we were able to go out to Karsten's Farms out by Shelby, Iowa, and we were able to do a little bit of stuff with them, set up on site, and in return, we cleaned up the trash for them, and we were able to build a nice partnership there just as of late, and it's really just all the businesses in town. They're really behind us, and it really makes our lives a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you're blessed in that part of East Pottawatomie County and some of the other areas there, too, that you guys are involved in with your school district, that you do have some pretty good resources for FFA to take advantage of.
Yeah, we do. Just as of late, we are graced that Ms. Stellner was able to purchase some new items for her ag class. In fact, she even has a new ag class this year called Ag Power and Technology. We're currently in the process of finishing the construction of a high tunnel, which we'll hopefully get to use here later in the school year. So it's really exciting times for the FFA program and the Ag program.
That's awesome. Well, you got into this for what? What do you want to get in when you're finished with FFA? What do you hope to get out of it?
I was lucky enough that when I got in, I was able to find my future career in broadcasting. So I did a career development event, which is a thing FFA kids can do here. It basically develops career readiness skills, and I did ag broadcasting, and that led me to get a job in Harlan for sports broadcasting, and that's what I'll do in my post-secondary education, and it's just a real nice opportunity for kids to find out what they're really interested in.
Well, the internships are always an important part of your college education because you need to get some of that experience so you know firsthand what you might be getting into and whether you actually do like it on a day-to-day basis. You're getting a jump start on that.
Yeah, last year we had Titan Machinery, I believe, come in, and FCS come in, and we had job shadow opportunities. We did have a few students taking them up on that. There was a bit of an age restriction, but a lot of kids do take the opportunity to come in and get the internships to see what they would like, and if they don't like it, you know, that's totally fine, but they're giving it shots and seeing what they would like.
Absolutely. What's the greatest thing, the best thing you've been able to do or accomplish through FFA so far in your career?
So the greatest thing would probably be getting to go to national convention with the chapter, and lucky enough that led into a later trip where we were able to head overseas to China, and even just the smaller stuff like going to state for certain contests is just a lot of fun. You get a lot of team building from all your friends and stuff that come along on these trips, and our chapter is really closely knit just because of all these things.
I've heard a lot of great stories about the FFA National Convention.
Yeah, it's a real fun time, and it starts up here again on the 23rd, and we're looking to head back.
Yeah, concerts, all kinds of fun stuff. And a lot of opportunity to rubbing elbows with some folks who might be able to help you somewhere along the line, too.
Yeah, it certainly helps try and get your foot in the door. They have booths set up all along and inside the convention center there in Indy, and it really helps. I mean, John Deere's usually a big one they have down there. Titan Machinery's down there. There's a ton of colleges down there. Iowa State University just regionally comes down. Even ones not even close by, there's from Tennessee, Florida. Just, it's a nice place to get to know people, and you never know who you're going to meet and how that could affect you later.
That's right. You got to open those doors. Talk a little bit about your path through FFA. Also includes some leadership positions. I know you're vice president of the chapter this year, and you mentioned you were treasurer in the past?
Reporter in the past.
Reporter.
So, yeah, like I said earlier, I joined my sophomore year, and it was really just by the push of the upperclassmen in the chapter who I respected and was on the football team with at the time. I'll give credit to Blaine Leach, who's no longer with us. He graduated. But, yeah, he was a huge part of pushing kids into the chapter. Even if it wasn't there permanently, he was there to try and get them to dip their toe in the water. It was a huge help. So along the way, I was an understudy for a chapter officer position there for a year. And then the next year, I was able to become reporter. And then just this last year, I'm currently holding the role of vice president as a senior. So, yeah, it grows every year, and it's nice to see the younger kids that kind of run the footsteps I was last year to grow as well.
You bet. Do you enjoy the leadership positions?
I do. I do it a lot. It really helps to have some seniors on there with me. It's easier to communicate and just to build our program up from there.
Very good. Well, give them that information one more time about the Friday activities.
For sure. So, once again, the HSW FFA is hosting a Farmer Appreciation Feed this Friday, October 19th, at the Schuller Elevator in Hancock, Iowa. We'll be serving sack lunches from 11:30 to 2, and the lunches contain pulled pork sandwiches, chips, dessert, and a bottle of water. And once again, it's just as an appreciation serve for all the farmers that put the hours in the field for us to feed this world.
You betcha. Busy time of the year for those folks.
Yeah, it is.
Very good. Well, Cody, thank you so much. That's Cody Roskins. He's vice president of the FFA chapter at AHSTW, and we wish you the very best. Thank you, and thanks Jennifer Sellner as well for helping to set all this up. Hope you have a great day Friday.
Yep, thanks. You too.